Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. A Mandan man will serve 4 years in federal prison for bank fraud and transporting stolen livestock across state lines. On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Daniel M. Traynor sentenced Kelly Anthony Glott, age 39, to 48 months imprisonment on the fraud conviction and 38 months imprisonment on the transportation conviction. The sentences will run concurrently. Glott will then serve a 3-year term of supervised release. He was also ordered to pay $1.8 million in restitution and $200 in special assessments. The sentencing follows Glott's conviction in U.S. District Court on October 13, 2020. A jury found him guilty of the crimes committed between February 2014 and July 2017. The Stockmen's Association was founded to help put a stop to livestock theft, explained NDSA President Jeff Schaefer, a New Rockford, North Dakota cow-calf producer and feeder. More than 9 decades later, protecting against livestock theft is still a pillar of what we do. We are proud to have worked on this case, along with our other law enforcement partners, and are pleased to finally see some justice for the producers and bank who fell victim to Kelly Glott. The North Dakota State Water Commission will hold its quarterly meeting today, April 8th, beginning at 1 p.m. Central Time. Among other items on the agenda, the Drought Disaster Livestock Water Supply Assistance Program will be considered. The U.S. Drought Monitor released today included 70.3% of North Dakota in the D3 extreme drought intensity level. This is the latest indication that drought conditions are worsening, and the potential for negative impacts to livestock producers is growing. The recommendation in a memorandum to Governor Doug Burgum and the members of the State Water Commission is to reactivate the Drought Disaster Livestock Water Supply Assistance Program contingent on a drought disaster declaration issued by the Governor of North Dakota. They further recommend that producers and counties impacted by D3 extreme drought intensity levels and adjacent counties be eligible for assistance and the remaining money from the 2017 program be used to support the 2021 program reactivation. NDSA Spring Roundup serve as our organization's district meetings and include brand inspector meetings, a social, supper, and informational programs. They are designed to provide information to agricultural producers and gather input to help set the association's direction. This year's Charting the Course Spring Roundups are set to take place June 3rd through the 4th and 7th through the 10th. Spring Roundups are free of charge to attend. More programming details will be released soon. The April 2021 issue of the North Dakota Stockmen's will hit mailboxes shortly, but there is still time to advertise in the June 2021 issue of the North Dakota Stockmen. The North Dakota Stockmen is an award-winning, full-color magazine that features industry news, production, management, and health tips, along with advertisements. The advertising deadline is Thursday, April 15th. For rates and more information, contact Elizabeth at 701-223-2522. For over 91 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham, signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a happy Thursday.